Zeg, dus we zijn weer even niet zo prettig. Dus we zijn heel zenuwachtig, zo fout. Oké, good afternoon, sorry for the delay. Oké, we are continuing in our Chazara. In the sect of Avodah Zarah. Okay. So we're up to question 11. Oh, question 10, really. No, so 11, 11. 10 b'yor l'divrei ha'gemara l'fi yefshar b'lo tzuchei cholof. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah discusses the concept of cholof akum and also gvinas akum. Right? Gvinas akum means the goy made the cheese. It's kosher ingredients, but the goy made the cheese. And so in the discussion of Gvinas Akum, there's a discussion here of why was Gvinas Akum assert. So different reasons. One reason was because the goyim, when they made the cheese, they put non-kosher rennet in it, or they well, there were snakes around the place that. You know, that would put poison in it and different things. So the Gemara says, Amar of Hanina, on page one, page one, packet base, Amar Hanina, Vishi Efshar, La Belotzech Tzuche Cholof. That if you, there's always going to be in every cheese that you have, there's going to be some part that doesn't become cheese, that remains milk. So what's the problem? So Rashi says on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, Vishi Efsha below Tzuchei Cholof Ben Guma Shel Gvina Nishar Min HaCholof. So there's going to be every cheese is going to have a milk component to it. There's going to be some milk in the cheese that didn't become cheese. And the halacha is that the milk is going to be aser al chol of akum, because that's chol of akum, because it's a chol of shechol bo Yisrael akum ve Yisrael roeyu. Dilma ariv le chol of tamei. And what's the reason chol of akum? Maybe this chol of tamei. The chol of tamei ain't a omed. And chol of tamei can't become cheese. Im irev tamei betahar, ha tamei nishar im yisuve dechelba, ha tohar shikar mishgav, ha chol of tamei osim in a Torah. So we're afraid that milk that didn't become cheese is chol of tamei. So what is that all about? How do you explain that? So to understand this Rashi, if you want, first let's look in the Sefer Vayakel Moshe on page 25. It's an easier explanation. So if you look on page 25, you know, the right side begins with Tam Yisra Gvinas Agoyim, Nemu Gemar Kamatom, Mechamem Utamashul Rab Kanina, Fiefcher Lobolo Tsuchi Cholof. Petrashi Shabeda Gunas, Agvina Yesh Cholof Tzolo Shalot is Gamme, Yesh Bodil Cholof Shakabo Akum and Israel Royal, Shalosu, Shumkach Osu as Agvinas. Ravel P. Shakol of Tomei, Enumade, Nasas Gvina. In other words, so what are you going to tell me? But Chalav Tamei can't become cheese, and this became cheese. It became 99% cheese and 1% still milk. But don't you see that it wasn't? So don't you see that the milk was kosher? So he says that even Chalav Tahor, part of it doesn't become cheese. So maybe part that didn't become cheese is the non-kosher part. And that's why they asked it. So Tosfos asks Akasha, it doesn't make any sense, Tosfos asks. In other words, Rashi seems to say that if you can have cheese, and cheese usually, the milk turns into cheese, but some of it stays milk. So we have to be choshish that that part was chalav tamei that got mixed in. Because chalav tar can become milk, chalav tamei can become milk. But Tosfos says it doesn't make sense. Why would someone do that? If they want to make milk into cheese, and they know that non-kosher milk can become cheese, so why in the world would they put in non-kosher milk? Tosfos asks, "V'chichashin al'achim shoita?" But the guys of shoita to do such a thing? Why would he do such a thing? So what's Pshat and Rashi? Rashi says the reason why you can't have the cheese is because we choshesh that you put non-kosher milk in. So why would you do such a thing?
Isn't this the opposite of Nikar HaIsser? This is like Nikar HaMutter. By the milk turning into cheese, that has to be the Tahar Chalav, the Chalav Yisrael. The kosher.
Right. So wait, we'll give one second. From the Varia Chasim Sofer, page 25, left side, second left column, second paragraph. Varia Chasim Sofer Das Rashi Sofer, Shegzeres Chalav Akum, Eina Tuluya B'chashash HaTarovas. He says, no, Gzeira of Chalav Akum, he says, it's not because we're afraid you mix things in. He says, because it's a Dover Sheb Minyan. So Kol Chalav Sheb Yisrael Roeyu, or potentially can't see, is also. So, Mehai Taim, a few Akum Shecholav, or Menaz Lagamein, Shebavadei Lu'ir Chalav Tomei, a few Hachi also. So he says the pshat is like this, that when the Chachamim asked Chalav Akum, they made it a Dover Sheb Minyan. So even if the guy is going to milk with the intent to make cheese, and there for sure he didn't put in any non-kosher thing, he still can't drink it. But the Chachamim only asked milk in its pristine form of milk. The asid milk, and even milk that there's no chashash because he's going to make it into cheese, and then we'll find out, the asid will milk that in the form of milk. But if you made it into he writes here in Vayechol Moshe, page 25, he makes it into butter or cheese, that it changes, then that's not part of the gzera. So he says, in the generation, I'm reading you all the translation of the Vayechol Moshe, page 25. In the generation that they asked Chalav Akum, it was only Chalav that was us. In other words, the Gvina was a later Issa. They only asked Chalav. And even when there's no Chashash, they still asked it because there's some cases that they'll do it, even though they won't always do it if they're making cheese. But after that generation, they made an Isser on Gvina also. So why did they make an Isser on Gvina? So Rav Hanina explains, because even though once you make milk and you make it into cheese, it's not part of the Gzeira of Cholov anymore, right? But since the Gvina has milk in it that didn't form into cheese, so that part is Cholov Akum. So that's the idea. In other words, we're afraid. The reason why they asked Cholov Akum as a low plug. But when you make cheese, a lot of times part of it doesn't form into cheese. It stays as milk. So therefore, that's the pshat. That the asid cholov akum as a low plug, but they only asid it in the form of cholov, not in the form of cheese. So therefore, even if you're going to make it into cheese, and there's no chashash that you put in non-kosher milk, but the milk is still going to be usher because of a low plug.
I mean, just to clarify, so if you did make cheese, did the cheese become usher later, or the cheese is mutter?
So the cheese. One second. So what's the idea that when you make cheese, it doesn't always become, even when you have, but in other words, whenever you make cheese, it doesn't, there's always going to be some milk. It doesn't become totally. In other words, you take, how do you make cheese? You take milk and you put the rennet in, you put the acidity in, and it doesn't become, it's not all going to become cheese.
Rabbi, it separates the curds and the whey.
One second, it's not all going to become cheese. So Mamela, since it's not all going to become cheese, it's not all going to become cheese. So then, and obviously, when you make it into cheese, no one is going to be, but the part that didn't become cheese remains milk. And that milk is also, so that's going to answer the cheese. Because cheese doesn't become, milk that make into cheese doesn't fully become cheese. So therefore, we have to assa the cheese because there's going to be a milk component to the cheese. And that milk component didn't become into cheese. In other words, therefore the assa the cheese because there's a din of the milk. And because whenever you make cheese, it doesn't always become fully cheese. So there's always going to be some milk. And that milk, there's no chashash that it's tummy milk because no one in his right mind would make milk into cheese if you're using tummy milk. So that's for sure kosher milk. But what? But there was a low plug that anything milk that was milked by a cow and the Jew didn't see it is awesome. Even if there's no chashash. And that's why they asked for the cheese. Because when you make cheese, it doesn't fully become milk. It doesn't fully become milk. And that milk is why the cheese is awesome. Because that milk is called a that milk is for certainly kosher, because no one in his right mind is going to try to make that milk into cheese if he knows that not kosher milk can't become cheese. But it's a low plug. They answered all types of milk. Wow. So that's how the Chasam Sofer explains Pshat and the Rashi. Now this Rashi, back into this Rashi. He says it's also. Because they did it because maybe, why did they make it? Because they're afraid that they switched it. But even in a situation where it's no chashash, it's still a no clue. So that's what Tosas Kash is. What do you mean that he puts something in, but then for sure that you know that it's kosher? But the answer is it was a low plug. So the Chasam Sofer is the one who says that even though there's 100%, there's a 0% chance that this treif in the milk, but it's a dovish amid. As the Chachamim said, Chol of Shechol Ba'akum Ve'ein Yisrael Ro'eyu is Aser. And that's what, and hence that's why the cheese is Aser. Because all cheese has some part of it. It doesn't. It's never a perfect thing. And when you make milk into cheese, that it becomes totally. So there's always going to be a little thing. So every time you have cheese, you're always going to have some milk also in the cheese, and that milk is treif, even though for sure it's kosher, but it's treif because of the gezeira stuff up. That's a chasam sofer's pshat. Yeah, do you want? We can see it inside. Wow, and that's the chasam sofer is you know the Hasidic world that he became the end all and be all. You know the chasam sofer. And in Mela, that's why people are so strict with the. Yeah. And he says, and that's Pshat in the Shari Dura. The Shari Dura says that even though there's no Dover Tomei Be'edro, it's still also because Nafik Churba. What's the churba? Then he's going to use non-kosher milk. But not over here. Not that he's going to use it over here in this case, but in other cases he'll do it. When he's just producing milk to drink, then he might switch it to non-kosher milk. Even though over here he won't, but it was the Zera after that case. Wow.
Rabbi, why can't we say Nikar Hamutter? Because the cheese has to be from kosher milk.
The cheese has to be from kosher milk.
So why can't we permit it due to Nikar Hamutter?
What does that mean?
Nikar Ha'isser. We just said in the earlier shiur.
Yeah.
So by definition, it's the exact opposite of the Ramaz case. If it turned into cheese, it had to have been from kosher milk. It had to have been from kosher milk. So why can't we say that the cheese is kosher?
It had to be from kosher milk, right. So cool. And the part that didn't.
So I'm saying, so just take it out of that. You can take the solid. Take the solid out of the
milk. If he pulled in the tray of milk, he wouldn't have tried to make it into cheese. So the answer is that it's all
kosher. But I'm saying,
it's all kosher milk. But even kosher milk, when you make it to cheese, does it all become cheese? But the part that didn't, it's Chalav Akum, but you know that this Chalav Akum is good. Doesn't matter. It's Chalav Akum.
But why can't you say that Gzera was only on Chalav and now it's cheese, so it's something else?
Yeah, but every cheese has milk in it. That's what the Gemara says. E'efsher below tzichtzuche Chalav. Any time that you make milk into cheese, 99.9% will become cheese, but there'll still be pockets of milk. And those pockets of milk are chalav shachal ba'akum ve'en yisrael ra'eyu, even though there's no chashash, because no one in his right mind would try to make that milk into cheese if they know. But nonetheless,
why can't we just take the cheese out of those pockets of milk and say this is solid, this is liquid, and they're separated?
No, because it's probably hard to do that. In other words, they're afraid that you're going to have pockets of milk in the cheese. When you're going to, every time you're going to have cheese, you're going to have to take a blow dryer and.
No, you take a string, a cheesecloth, and they strain the juice out.
Yeah, but
of
they're
it.
Not going to go to bother doing.
That's how they do it.
Maybe that's how they do that today. But you were a mashkiach.
Well,
you were a mashkiach. But today.
Rebbe, is the milk that's left over, is that really the whey? Like the curds in the whey is the...
Referring
to the whey.
The whey.
Because that's different than kind of milk, you know? It's not really like milk.
Right, but it still could be milk.
Right. Some derivative of milk.
Okay, so that's the Chasam Sofer here on page 12 and 13. The paragraph Omnam Shinishtane Mitsurasov Panase Schemwa Ogvina Logozu Chazul Lahatir Chakasvarzum Kesamishan Osudor and Cholav Osir Afil Cholav Vagabin Tachnesa Beminyan. Right, so the gvina was mutter because it was gvinas. The cholos calls manchalon nishtane is the also gomer. The chol is of seres tano pasuk kelim. Should bedor acha nimnu lesser gvina nasis mimenim. Should the he also chel of chol sheyitfav nishtane sutro. Pomogam also tzitzkuzim shenoshar beini atve lo nishtane. Wow. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says. The reason why the cheese is awesome is because every cheese has milk in it that didn't become cheese. Really, cheese should be mutter. Only the milk was awesome. But since every cheese has milk, that's the So therefore, we're going to ask for the cheese. And even though that milk is good, doesn't matter because that's a low plug. Okay, that's a fascinating shot, Chasam Sofer. The question is, what is the Chasam Sofer going to do with the Gemara that says that there's no there's no Dover Tame Be'edro, so that it's Pshita. Right, that was the. Right, the Gemara that we saw before. Where's that Gemara? Either leg of Dover Tommy Beedro Pshita. Joshua said, Edro shall walk up from over from Fallen below, and maybe love ain't a hoshish. Either leg of Tommy. The Edro Kshita, that it's okay. He did it from the Edro Mai. Why should it be okay? All of the Gatova told me, if he's a cousin, if he has him, if he has him, if he has him. The word says, all of the Gatova told me, but if there's no Dovatame, there was. Isn't it mashma from that Gemara? If there's no dover tamei, then it should be mutter.
Rabbi, that was the Mordechai's kasha. The Mordechai said it should have said the en Yisrael roehu. It didn't say it, and from there the Mordechai learns that afilu en bo dover tamei is not good.
Again, so again, let's see what Rabbi Katan is saying.
You know,
page one, page two.
Yeah, and Rabbi, the Radbaz brings the kasha of the Mordechai also.
Again, the verse says, "If Yisrael chovu akum and Yisrael roehu, is us." So Tanidol had the Rabbaz Yoshev Yisrael b'tzad edro shalakum v'chachem cholev lo u'mevi lo. The Jew could sit by there, and the guy could bring it there, and you don't have to wear it. So the verse says, "Hechi dami." If there's no tame animal in your eder shita, then you can have it. Right? Vigi di dovin bedro, so then why could he do that? Why could he bring it to you? Maybe he's bringing non kosher. So the Gemara says it's talking about that he's sitting down and any second he can stand up. But don't you see? So the question is that Rabbi Katan is going to explain to us is when the Gemara says that if it's Leka Dover Tame Be'edro, the Gemara says it's Pshita that it's Mutter.
The Radbaz.
If it's a low plug, yeah. Then why is it Pshita?
Yeah. I think the Radbaz brings the Kasha of the Mordechai.
Yeah.
It's on page 30. Let me find it here. One second. On page 30, the paragraph
that starts page
30 in packet
page
one.
30.
The paragraph that starts with tshuva. Okay.
Right.
And we're gonna go skip 2, 4, 6, 7 lines. Aval nimtza kasu b'mordechai ale da'ad parchin b'gemara I delika davar.
Yeah. What's the first word on the line?
Kasuv b'mordechai.
Kasuv Mordechai, page 30. Look, Rabosa, page 30, packet 1. Kasuv Mordechai. Let's see, read. Yeah.
Ale, deha de parchin bagmara, I deleka davartame, etc. Yesh mochichin bekan. Some people want to prove from here, sheim barlanu de e behematmea beedro de muta, lekach chalamin akum, afal pishen israel ohi, betaus hi.
Would be yadam, why?
Dem ken havele lomar, I deleka davartame beedro, lama li Israel omet. Betzad Edro. He should have said the words, he should have added the word Ve'en Yisrael Omed, something like that. Pshita de Be'omed Betzad Edro Sagi.
So again, in other words, when the Gemara says Pshita, so we learned Shat Pshita means Pshita that it should be Mutter.
Yeah.
Without anything. So he's saying
Agamara says
that Israel is omed. It says over here, Yoshe b'shal b'edo b'chav cholav l'omevi lo ein choshesh. So we will learn in pshat that it means that you don't need anything.
Yeah.
No, it's going on the Gemara that says what? That Israel is what? Is sitting next to it.
Right.
Right?
So Mashma, we require Israel to be sitting next to it.
Mashma requires, so the Gemara says, so that we do require. In other words, it's going on the Gemara that says because it says that Israel is only Yoshe Betzido. So he says, you can't have a little money like the Dover Tome Bedro, Lamali Yisrael Omi Bedro, Pshita Bobet Sad Edro Sagi.
Because Havele Lememar, I Delika Davar Tome Bedro, Lamali Yisrael Omed Betzad Edro. It's Pashut. I don't have to mention it. So because he's mentioning it, he is requiring the Yisrael to be Omed Betzad Edro.
Oh, you see what he's saying? That In other words, the Mordechai writes that people said this pshat, that they wanted to bring a raya from the Gemara. That's like the pichadish, basically, right? He brought this raya. That if ain't over tamei be'edro, the Gemara says pshita. So don't you see, means pshita, that you don't need anyone to be there. But he says no. The pshat is no. Pshita, that well, then why is it? Why did Israel have to be there? It says Israel has to be there. So isn't that pashut? The moment that you don't need him to see it. You just need him to. What's pshita? What's the pshita then, according to this? Pshita that Omed Bitzad Edro is enough, as opposed to what? All you need is Omed Bitzad Edro of Katana, and what don't you need? You don't need to see it. You just need to be there. So the Gemara is saying, it's pashut that should be enough. But if, why? Because if he's there, so then he potentially could see. There's mirsas.
Right.
Right, is that what he's saying? How do you understand, Aaron? Well, is he saying that, not that you don't need it? Lama Lisra Omi Bitsad Edro, Pshita the Omi Bitsad Edro Saki. The verse is if Israel is Omi Bitsad Edro, in other words, if there's no Dover Tame Bedro, so Lama Lisra Omi Bitsad Edro, Pshita the Omi Bitsad Edro Saki.
Right.
As opposed to what? Not being Omi Bitsad Edro, but Mamish being Omi at the Chaliva, seeing the Chaliva. And therefore, and that's what the Gemara is saying, is that Pshita then, but so then in the end of the day, what is he saying? That you would need...
You need a year to be there. You need somebody to see it.
You need Israel to be there at least.
Yeah.
Even though there's no Dover Tameh, you still... Right. So the Gemara says, no, there's no Dover Tameh, you need what? Need to see it to stand by, and what was that guy could any second look at it. Right.
Abby, so ultimately your question is good. Your question on the Chassam Sofer. Because the Gemara comes out.
It's not my question. Rav Katan is pointing out it's the Mordechai's question.
And that justifies the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is following the Mordechai.
Right. The Chassam Sofer is following the Mordechai, Rav Katan is saying. And what is the Chassam Sofer saying? That you definitely need someone to be there.
You need somebody there.
But does he have to see it?
Probably yes. I think so. Because he's saying...
According to the Mordechai, does he have to see it? Or he just has to be there? So potentially he can see it.
Potentially he can see it, yes. As long as he potentially can see it.
Potentially, but if he's not even there at all.
No good. No
Rabbi, good. But the maskana of the Gemara was that there's a fear that the Akum is afraid of getting caught, and therefore we're not worried that he's gonna mix non-kosher milk. So really the chashash is there going to be a mix of non-kosher milk or not? It doesn't say in the Gemara there's a low plug. The Gemara doesn't say, oh, the gezeira of Cholav Akdom is because there's a low plug. Gemara says, because we're worried about Cholav Tameh. The way that the maskana of the Gemara is, Iratusei Mirtas Velo Me'arav Bey, that he's afraid, so he's not. We're not worried that he's going to put Cholav Tameh in. So you see the chashash in the Gemara is whether it's going to be chalav tame or not. The Gemara doesn't say anything about a low plug and
Right, so therefore, that's what you need.
But he's still saying that if you have a cell, that you could possibly.
So maybe it's not as that. So he's saying if.
So we said it this year, we said maybe it's not as that you don't have because.
They can't take from someplace else.
Yeah. Maybe we don't.
But he's saying that. That either way can tell me Edra, well, the Prichad is saying maybe you'll take it from another Eder.
Right.
Right. Maybe you'll take it. That's how, right. In other words, maybe you'll take it from another Eder. So you see that, but not that you don't need anything. So it's Pshita that it's okay to have Yisrael standing by.
Yeah, it's just standing by to make sure you don't bring a Tommy from somewhere else.
Right. Kashash. Right, and if there's no Kashash, then it would be okay. But the Chasam Sofer is saying, even if there's no Kashash, it should also be Aser, right? If there's no, it should also be Aser. Okay, so question 11 again was the Yefshom Lotzichzuk Echalav, the reason they asked the cheese is because of the milk, and the milk, even though there's no chashash, because you're making it into cheese, it's still a low plug. And that's the Chasam Sofer's understanding, so that's number 12.
I think Reb Moshe would work still with the Chasam Sofer, because if the government says not to bring a tummy, so maybe that works even according to Chasam Sofer. Meaning, even according to Chasam Sofer, it's a little plug. If the government says don't bring a tummy, so the farmer won't bring a tummy.
Right. I mean, but the Chasam Sofer is saying even though there's no Dover Tummy Be'edro, and he's making it into cheese.
The cheese, I don't know about the cheese, but I'll talk about the milking.
Okay, 13. Take tshuva sechazam sofer minyan pas nilush b'cholos. So now the next chazam sofer is about if you made bread with dough, milchit dough, right? So then you're not supposed to make bread with milk and dough, because you might come to eat that bread with fleishik. But then, what about if you have milk and dough that the Israel didn't see? So he says originally that it's a dovership and minion, it's a low plug. See, what's the question here of the Chasam Sofer was that in the communities people were not having cholav akum, but it was pasha to them that they would have bread that would have milk and dough. So l'chara, maybe that milk of those treif. So maybe you can't mitzarif these people to a zima.
Rabbi, so the milchik dough was chal of Yisrael milchik?
No, I mean, look what he says here. Page 12, packet base. Mashinogim shama afil hachshem b'Yisrael. You have people who are very machpid, and the nizer michal shechal ba'akum ein Yisrael aroyeu. They're very nizer not to have chal of akum. But it's pashut that they would have bread that has milchik dough in it.
But I'm saying that milchik dough is Chol Yisrael, though, right?
No. No. It's not. In other words, he was saying the people in the community that to take a cup of milk that's not Chol Yisrael, they will never do. But to take bread that was made with milk and dough, they would. So these people are just amaratzis, right? So maybe we shouldn't be mitzarf them to a zeman because they're not eating kosher food. That was the question.
And he's saying there's no risk to have trefa milk in that dough because these are the goyim for whom mema'asim chelvam shabehemos atmeimam metsuyim gam hagoyim mema'asim chelvam. The goy will not mix trefa milk.
Yeah, shuv danda igar dini achal of nesu b'minyan afil mochum mekomas elu shabehemos atmeim metsuyim gam hagoyim mema'asim chelvam. That the goyim, and this is places where the goyim wouldn't use treif milk either. So he says, but nonetheless, it's a dovrsha b'minyan. So in Echanami, it's treif. You can't have it. So even if right, okay. 14. Take the rechas of sofer the drasha b'negel chov Yisrael. Right. I mean, he doesn't make that. Maybe that's what the people thought. Maybe the people thought if it's what Rabbi Ken is saying is what's wrong with these people. That they wouldn't have chol akum, but they would have a milchik bagel. But the milchik bagel comes from non-kosher milk. But he was saying maybe that's only if it's be'ed, the non-kosher milk. Maybe that's what they thought. But the Chasam Sofer seems to say no. There's no heter. There's no heter. Yeah. Okay.
Rabbi, so according to the Chasam Sofer, those people.
So those people are eating treif, and you can't.
They cannot join in a zeman.
Join them in a zeman because they're eating treif food.
And what about
eating treif food? About bro.
Could they join in a minyan, or they don't count?
A minyan? No. A minyan, yeah. For what? I mean.
Meaning they can't join in a zeman.
They can't join because the. Only if they're eating these bagels, these milk and bagels, they can't join in the zeman.
What do you mean?
Because say right now they're eating kosher, just because at another time it was just an avarian that they eat, you know, these bagels. It's interesting. Most people are concerned with the milk and bagels as the Gemara and Sochim, that you were afraid you can't have Brooklyn's bagels because you're going to come to have a hamburger sandwich.
Okay, but
you're just talking about the issue of Cholav Akum.
I think the Chasam Sofer at the end on page 15, he said Mishum Darke Shalom, it's okay to be tzar.
But he says, yeah. So Rav Katan points out
on page 15.
Page 15, right? That maybe Mishum Darke Shalom.
But he should be Machmir. The Talmid should be Machmir.
Yeah, Avogadro. He says Yadil Lumet Chosul like. Cost of Midas Ram Shal Gozrola Cholam Be'en. Oh, that's what you said, Avram. Avram Kenan. Lo Chema Shkvar Nishtana. Sviru Lein Avgav Do Seres Taruvus Mekol Mokin Shin Lushim Kema. Sviru Lein Sviru Lein Isa Baruch Hadoshis Avgav Lein Kinshtana. Oh, so he does write that. That was the Svaro. That's the Limud Chus. Well, he says it doesn't apply to butter. So he says if it does, the Rambam seems to, he writes, the Kesef Mishnah seems to say the Rambam doesn't apply to butter because it's a different form. So maybe it doesn't apply to a bagel, a milkless bagel, which is a different form. So he says, so, and then he said that anyone has to be, in Torah, you have to put a siman on it, or else there's another issur of having milk and bread. And then he says, well, the Pri Chadash, he eats Chalav Stam. So he holds he can eat it, and we hold you're not even b'tarf to a zima, that's too much. So he says, we maybe you can be make all of that. It's an Eva and something like that. Patah b'ni shmor nafshcha lo titosh peris mechem. Kol mokom b'tarf to zima. He still wants to, you shouldn't have it. You should never have such a thing. But we'll still let the people mitzarv the zimun because the ma'aser there can be as far as. It's a good question, maybe. Okay, Rabosi. The things we did today are very important. The Chasam Sofer, how we explained the Rashi, why the cheese is usher, and how he explained it, and how he explained the difference, you know, with, but it, you know, he was looking to try to help out these people, to be Malamet Chus on them. So, okay, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll start with question 14. And tomorrow we have the pizza lunch. Oh, it's okay. It's good to see Rabbi Avram Kenner here, but Poyel Mamish, not just on the screen. Okay, have a good day, everybody.
Hey, have a good day.
Rav Harari? Who's Rav Harari? Rabbi Avram?
Good Simon, yes.
Were you in Brooklyn yet?
I'm on my way.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let me know if you need anything. Yeah, okay.